Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at E Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with, once again, Samantha Chambers Skeggs, founder of Ditch the Ladder, a business that helps corporate escapees transition from the corporate world to setting up their own business. And Samantha, always great to have you. Thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to be back on your show again, Eric.
It certainly is. Always enjoy your visits, and thanks once again for joining us here today. Now, I know you have a lot of good, timely advice and information for us today, so looking forward to hearing from you in those regards. For starters, how will COVID-19 impact the way we work looking ahead?
Due to the spread of COVID-19 and the devastating health impacts, social distancing, self-isolation, and lockdown measures are commonplace worldwide. We now have an increased reliance on our homes and our technology to live and work as normally as we can. So as a result, COVID-19 is really accelerating the future of work. And the future of work is about the rise of the digital economy, artificial intelligence and robotics, and the impact the growth and increasing reliance on this technology and automation will have on our workplaces and on our jobs. Now, this technology and automation change was already happening pre-COVID-19. So the concept of the future of work and the impact on how we work, what type of work we do, and where we work was still developing. It's as if overnight, leaders of large companies and business owners worldwide have needed to introduce or increase flexibility, online collaboration, agile processes, and faster decision making. So overnight, roles have changed, workplaces have changed, jobs have disappeared, and new jobs have been created. Remote working or working from home is the new normal. It's interesting to note that the video conferencing platform Zoom has had a major growth in membership worldwide, and Zoom's share price has more than doubled since we first heard about COVID-19 back in late 2019. The more flexible work practices, changes to jobs and workplaces, and new challenges for leaders are forcing us to grow and adapt quickly. And with so much change, it's likely that we won't go back to exactly how it was, but that's, you know, a good thing in many ways.
It certainly is, and a lot to look forward to in those regards. Now, tell us, from what you've seen, what are the critical lessons for leaders and business owners concerning COVID-19?
Well, whenever there's anxiety, panic, and uncertainty, clear, concise, and frequent communication is key. So keeping stakeholders such as employees and customers informed is vital to ensure everyone knows what's going on, everyone has the same information, and everyone feels as though their needs are being addressed. So as a leader or a business owner, you need to be the source of truth to avoid rumours and communicate regularly, even if there's not much to say. Rumours and hearsay create panic and fear and anxiety. Now, you can't always provide 100% certainty on things, and you can't predict the future, so you can share the facts on the things you do know. And you need to be empathetic to your people, given it's only human to feel anxiety and fear if the answers are unknown or unclear. Now, in Australia, we had our fair share of panic buying in the supermarkets. You know, people's predictions and misunderstandings of the impacts of COVID-19, you know, spread pretty quickly. You know, I've heard and read many examples of the, you know, my brother's friend, neighbour works at such and such government department, and they said shutting down such and such will happen tomorrow. And it's, you know, untrue messages like these that spread even quicker with social media, and hence this misinformation leads to panic. So in addition to effective communication, the ability to move quickly is also key. And the companies that have managed to transition from office working to remote working well are in a better position, as it's meant less disruption on the day-to-day, their employees and their business outcomes. And similarly, those companies and businesses with clear business continuity plans and crisis management plans will also cope better as the steps to tackle the situation are clear and documented. And following on from the ability to move quickly is the ability to pivot. Some businesses have shifted their key good or service offering or focused their marketing and distribution activities to online sales during this pandemic. So having the resources, the technology and the smarts to change the direction of the business in times of change and challenge ensures that these businesses can keep their doors open. For example, I know of a local gin distillery that is now making hand sanitizer, and I've heard several similar stories around the globe. Another example is retailers who are selling their goods online instead of in their shops because their shops are now closed. For me personally, I have a rapidly growing, almost one-year-old boy, so all my recent purchases for his clothes and birthday presents have been made online. And those retailers who are using social media and email marketing to grab my attention are getting my business.
Certainly some solid points made right there. Good stuff. Tell us also, what are the secrets to managing remote working or working from home?
Yeah, it's interesting because for some people, working from home means they do more work because it becomes easier just to log on and check email 24/7 or work on that report once the kids have gone to bed. For others, though, working from home can mean being less productive, as it can be easier to, you know, just sit down and check your social media accounts for 5 minutes. And as we all know what happens when that happens, that 5 minutes turns into an hour and we've lost that time. So the most important thing to do is create an environment which will allow you to thrive. Set up a specific room or space that is for work and make the rest of your home your personal space. And this separates your work and personal activities. Because when you think, when you actually go to work in an office, the very act of physically leaving to go to work and come home is an obvious switch between, you know, work mode and personal mode. So you can effectively achieve the same thing by going into your work mode when you go into your dedicated workspace at home. And in addition to allocating your space, allocate your time. It can actually be more convenient to not have to do 9 to 5 hours for some people. For me, my son is not currently in childcare, and hence I need to juggle looking after him and work. So I allocate 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. every day to do work while he's asleep. So I then have the time to spend with him later in the day when he's awake. It's also key to reduce your distractions when you're in your workspace. So turn off your personal email alerts and social media notifications. You know, you can catch up on those things during your breaks or when your work day is over. But speaking of breaks, make sure you allocate the time to take them. Move to your personal space or go for a walk outside if you can in these current circumstances. And when it comes to having online meetings, the best thing to do is to treat them as if you're having them face-to-face. Make sure the technology is sorted beforehand, have an agenda and a purpose, and allocate actions and be clear on next steps. You know, it all sounds quite straightforward, though, you know, having worked from home a lot myself, it's interesting how quickly work and personal life can intertwine and sometimes not in a good way. You almost need to be more organised and more focused on prioritising your tasks so you get your work done and have personal time as well.
Insider secrets for sure. Really appreciate your input in those regards. Really helpful. And thanks so much. Today we're joined by Samantha Chambers-Skeggs, founder of Ditch the Ladder, a business that helps corporate escapees transition from the corporate world to setting up their own business, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Samantha, what are the things to consider if a forced or optional career change is an outcome of this pandemic, COVID-19?
I recommend taking some time to review your values and your strengths. Now, your values can change as you pass through different stages in your life journey, and it's times like these where your values can change, particularly if you have been impacted directly by COVID-19. You need to consider what's important to you right now to determine how you want to shape a career that's suitable for you in the future. So is it family? Is it financial reward? Is it helping others? Is it challenge? Is it control? Is it improved well-being? You know, the list goes on. And being able to distinguish your strengths and weaknesses plays a big part in your career direction too. When you apply your strengths, are you more motivated to achieve, you're more engaged in what you're doing, and you're more productive? And hence you end up with better outcomes. So focusing on strengths also brings enjoyment and fulfillment. And when you define what you're good at and what you like to do, you can then narrow down how you want to work and the type of work that will make you feel happy and content.
Also, Samantha, I know we've been covering the COVID-19 situation and all that's going on. Tell us, what are your tips for coping with isolation and social distancing?
Yeah, so true. The impact of COVID-19 is worldwide, and we will all be impacted somehow, whether that's physically and or financially and or emotionally. And while social distancing forces us to be apart physically, you know, the good thing for us, you know, in this day and age is that we have phone, we have email, we have social media and things like Zoom as well. So we have those tools to be able for us to connect regularly. Talking, sharing, expressing emotions and thoughts are critical. You know, whether that is using a coach to discuss career options, a mentor to get advice on developing leadership skills, a friend or a family member to chat about personal issues, or a trusted advisor to review your financial situation. We need to reach out and stay connected. And never has there been a more relevant time to say that we are all in this together. So we need to provide support where we can, and also be open to being supported. In times of challenge, you know, the best thing we can do is be positive, be grateful for the present, and be hopeful for the future.
Samantha, always great to have you with us. Some great insight and information and perspective here going through this COVID-19 crisis, and really timely to have you with us once again. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, as the world really continues to battle COVID-19, I think we need to consider the lessons learned for how we lead, how we do business, and how we work. Because COVID-19 is a real perfect example of a massive change that's been imposed on us that we didn't plan for and we didn't want. So COVID-19 has really forced us to review, rethink, and, you know, re-strategize how we work and how we do business. And we need to then really adapt to this acceleration of the future of work and accept that things won't go back to how they once were.
And with those concluding remarks, a great place to conclude things here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can be in touch with you and get more information, not only on yourself, but Ditch the Ladder. Where's the best place online to get further details?
Yeah, to find out more information, your listeners can go to www.samanthachambers.com.
Very good. Again, Samantha, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
It's been a pleasure, Eric. Thanks for inviting me back, and stay safe.
And of course, you as well, Samantha. We've been speaking with Samantha Chambers-Skeggs, founder of Ditch the Ladder, a business that helps corporate escapees transition from the corporate world to setting up their own business. And for further information, visit samanthachambers.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.